Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Bet Sweats with you on a Thursday. Week is flying by. Sam's hanging out in New York. He's got Bear Bets recording that today, and we're almost there. We're almost there with the weekend. We are live on X for the next hour here on Bet Sweats. So if you want to check out the show, watch the video there, bet_sweats, Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. We've got Survivor conversation coming up in about 20 minutes, one of my favorite segments of the week. It's an interesting conversation. It begins with Buffalo, but I think it's more than just, you plug in Buffalo. There's some strategy involved, and maybe the ownership on Buffalo won't be as high as you're expecting it to be, or many others are expecting it to be. That's kind of where I'm at. We'll get to that in 20. Thursday Night Football, Seahawks, Cardinals. We've got a road favorite. You don't see that a ton with Thursday Night Football. The home team usually has the big advantage there, but hey, it's a divisional matchup. We're not talking about some far travel here. Seattle visits Arizona. Seattle is a 1.5-point favorite. The total, 43 in the hook. Sam, we've got two 2-1 teams, but I would certainly make the case that one of the 2-1 teams has been much more impressive than the other.
And of course, that's Seattle, a team that we have sort of fallen for in the last 4 days or so. You and I came to this conclusion together. We were talking about the NFC market and how unsexy it is at the top if you want to bet Eagles or Packers or Lions. Although I think the Lions still have a decent price to win the NFC. It was a lot nicer after week one when they got pants by Green Bay and everybody's like, oh, Detroit stinks now. Yeah. Oh, well, number. But we were looking at the teams in the 8 to 15 range and had no interest. And then you started to say, there's a team down the board that I really like. And that was when I wrote Seattle in red Sharpie on a note and flashed it as you said Seattle. So it's very difficult for me to sit here and go, oh, I like Arizona tonight. Seattle's defense could be a top five unit in the game. And they also have had very solid quarterback play from a guy who was cast off again. And if you think about the trajectory of Darnold's career, it was very bad for a long, long time. And you think about his Jets career and his Panthers career, there wasn't a lot to like. But if you remember, Sam Darnold had a quick detour to San Francisco and got to work with Kyle Shanahan. And from Kyle Shanahan, goes to Minnesota and gets to work under Kevin O'Connell. He's a different quarterback now. And it's not like I trust him to take this team to the Super Bowl or anything like that. I just think he's very good at things he used to be very bad at, if that makes any sense. Like the bartender last year has been so bad at picking games and then finally has a great year. And you're like, wait a minute, is he sharp now? Maybe. That's how I feel about Sam Darnold. He has sort of figured it out. My question to you is, since we've been talking about Seattle for 3-4 days now, what are we missing on Arizona? it's weird to feel this confident about a road team on Thursday night, not only in the micro, but also in the macro, to think about what they could do down the road. What are we missing on Arizona? That's my question.
Okay. So how are they 2-1? Well, to start, they had two weak opponents, New Orleans and Carolina. They had a stronger opponent, but a beat up one in San Francisco. Teams know each other, comes down to a field goal at the very end. What are we missing on this team? Is this team good? I mean, that's another way of asking that question. I don't know that they are. So we also have this James Conner injury. That's a deal. Is it a big deal? Is it a massive drop off to Trey Benson? I'm not sure. In limited action, he's been just fine for them. So maybe some people are overstating what exactly that's going to be. What is the strength of this team? How much do you trust Kyler Murray? Like, all that is up in the air. In the past, Trey McBride has been the target hog and a lot has gone through him. Well, it looks like they're trying to change that up a little bit. No knock on Trey Benson. He's still going to end up producing, but they're clearly trying to get Marvin Harrison Jr. involved more. That has been their intent. It's not working.
What the hell is going on there?
Got to catch the ball, dude. I mean, he just doesn't look like the guy that everyone expected him to be coming out of college, right? And I'm sure the expectations are super high, and just because of the last name. Like, there was just this assumption that he's going to step in at the next level and be just as good as his dad. And nothing could be further from the truth at this point. So offensively, your back goes down, who does so much for you. I think Benson can be okay. Obviously not as good as James Conner. Like, defensively, they're strong against the run, but so is Seattle. So Seattle can shut down that run game as well. I'm not sure that Benson's going to have a great day. I was curious about the props. They put it at 57.5 rushing yards, 14.5 attempts. He's plus money to score an anytime touchdown. What are we missing with them? What are they great at? It's like, aren't they the definition of mid? Like, they're going to pull off some upsets from time to time. They're going to keep games closer than, you probably expect a lot. But I also look at them in these three games, Sam. They've been outgained in all of them, including their two wins against New Orleans and Carolina. And they were outgained against Mac Jones by 100 yards, even though it was a close game, but they were outgained by 100 against San Francisco.
I like Seattle. I'm just wondering, is it too obvious? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I don't know if you've seen, by the way, speaking of Harrison, and I'm glad you brought him up. I love Paul's thoughts on Harrison, because there was a time last week mid-game when 8 receivers had a target and Harrison didn't have a target yet. You're like, Kyler's not even throwing him the ball. And then when he does throw him the ball, he drops it. Looks uninterested. Yeah, no, I know. I saw the catch middle of the field that should have been had. He's wide open. There's nobody around him, and he drops it. I don't know what's going on there. But there's an influencer. I don't know if you've seen some of these clips where the guy basically gets really heated. Maserati Marv, he a Mitsubishi. He a Pinto. He a Dodge Neon. Very
Dodge Neon. Oh, so good. That's a good one.
Well, because that was the nickname. I think it was Gus Johnson who gave him the nickname in college.
Yeah,
Marvin Harrison Jr. was at Ohio State.
Do you remember me ranting about it last year? It was so stupid. So the worst. He was trying way too hard with that one.
It's Maserati Marv, and this influencer guy. He a Mitsubishi. He a Dodge Neon. It's very funny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need to see that. Paul was in on the mark here. Paul, yeah.
Paul was for sure. I don't know if Paul's here. Paul might be. He might be. Wow. There he. Oh, look at the headphone setup. Woo! Good morning.
Wow. Yeah. So are we writing off Marv after 2 weeks? Is it 3 weeks? Three weeks. We writing after Marv after 3 weeks?
No, I'm not. It's just been alarming. It's been alarming.
It's notable. It's notable because everybody was expecting a big season.
Yeah, and I was one of them. I thought bounce back. And look, he acknowledged the drop, said, you know, he has to be better for sure. Tough secondary for him to go against. A tough defense for him to get on right, you know, now. Trying to think of counterpoints. Right. Trying to think of counterpoints, like how much do you like Jonathan Gannon made his bones on defense. Like him against Sam Darnold would seem to be a mismatch. Maybe, but like, again, looking at the numbers, doesn't look like Arizona's defense has been all that great. So that could be, I guess, maybe a counterpoint. I don't feel as strongly about Seattle as you guys, probably because I've been burned by Seattle in the past. And I'm also just like, you know, we're going to see it. We saw it with the Vikings last year, as good as Sam Darnold was. The bottom's going to fall out a couple times a season.
Oh, sure.
And he's going to look like, you know, old Sam Darnold. Not going to get to the – I don't think I'm getting – what about the under? What about the under with this defense? Like, Kyler is like – has he even eclipsed 200 yards yet this season? I don't know that he has. And then if – again, back to the Gannon. I believe in Gannon shoring up their defense a little bit. Short week, all that. Maybe under is a play for tonight. So Kyler's going 163, low. 220, 159. I know it's 43.5, I believe.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
I just don't trust them. I don't trust Arizona. I just don't.
So Seattle's beaten Arizona 7 straight times. 7 in a row. 6-1 against the spread over that number. Not why we're betting it. We're clearly talking about the matchup. I just think that's kind of interesting. Their struggles there. Is that a teasable side? It is numbers wise. Low total goes through the 6 and the 7. But to your point, Sam, you don't trust them. I don't either. Like, I don't even feel good about taking a +7.5 on a tease with them because I don't know. They could win outright. They also might not cover like 7.5 if you were to tease them.
So it's very difficult since we do have a primetime game tonight. We do this every Monday and every Thursday. It's very difficult to get excited about the side until we see where the room's at. Let's be completely honest here. If the room comes in and goes 5 pro props on Seattle, like this over and that over and that over, Seattle's dead. Seattle's cooked. And you know what else is probably going to be in the room? And we're not helping this because we just bashed Mitsubishi Marv, Dodge Neon Marv. What if the room comes in and goes, oh, Harrison unders. He's going to have 150 yards.
Then I'm betting this touchdown +210.
Ladders. Ladders.
You know who the room's going to be on? My other guy. They're going to be all over JSN.
That's my fear.
Well, they have to be.
I mean, we like
there's no other
like
option.
Seattle. My fear is that the room has 4 or 5 pro Seattle props, which leans into obviously an angle and a look on Seattle, and then Seattle will get shut out because the room is the gift that keeps on giving on this show.
There will be a Kyler prop. There will be at least one JSN prop. Maybe Trey Benson. Maybe they're like the fantasy players. Oh, yeah, I picked him up this week. Let's go Trey Benson. It's only 57 and a half. He's the lead back now. He's going to do everything. I could see Benson popping in there. Yeah, I'm going to be mad because JSN's definitely going to be in there because where else do you go?
Well,
McBride?
I see the room, and I will get to it later, but the number one prop is hilarious.
Oh, is it like is it over a half a rushing yard for a receiver?
It's not Zay Flowers. It's not Zay Flowers going over half a rushing yard.
Yes. I'd love that. So how much Seattle, Arizona, third and fourth favorite in the division. Does it change anything? The winner, the loser of this game? Is there going to be like a big separation here? 2-2-1 teams. These are the long shots, 7-1 and 8-1. Is the loser going to fall way back or what?
I don't know about way back. It's difficult to envision the winner getting much shorter, though, because you look up and San Francisco and the Rams are both favored this week. And I saw some sharp bets on San Francisco at -3. You know how I have access to some of these accounts from people that I really respect. San Francisco -3, San Francisco -3, San Francisco -3. That market is now 3.5 at a lot of books, including MGM. They're betting against Jacksonville, which I don't know that I'm surprised by, but it makes sense, even though San Francisco keeps adding guys to its long list of injuries. And then you got the Rams at home taking on a Colts team that probably falls behind at some point in the game. We've talked a lot about the Colts, and I even bought stock at 2-0. Thinking, yeah, they're going to win this division. Have we seen them play from behind yet? they've just jumped ahead on everybody. And not only do the Rams have the ability to jump ahead, but the Rams can also play from behind. They were trailing at half in their first two games, and McVay made those adjustments. Of course, the Rams played from ahead last week, led Philly by 19, and fell apart late. But I think San Francisco and Los Angeles both win. So whoever wins this game tonight, obviously the odds go shorter. It's hard to envision much shorter. And then you could kick out the loser to, I don't know, 8-1, 9-1, maybe.
So that's a Purdy line, right? Going up to 3.5. Certainly seems like it.
You don't trust Shanahan, do you? You do not.
Nope. Not for a second. I don't know what to believe. I'm curious what Andy Bolliter is on that game. But it going up to 3, he's limited on a Wednesday, which is a good sign for them. And so then the line starts to move off the 3. So what happened last Wednesday? People react to San Francisco for some reason, even though you can't trust them. Not for a second, but the line ends up moving. That's what happened last week. So it moves up to 2.5, and then they end up winning by 1. Same thing going to happen? Don't know. But that certainly seems like a Purdy line to me. Joe O, Sammy P. All right, let's talk some Survivor. Really looking forward to it. We have 2 double-digit favorites. 1, a massive number, but it's coming down. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.